Welcome to the show, my man. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm excellent. Now, like, being 6'10" and close to 300, is it hard to find guys who want to get in the ring with you?
Yeah, I mean, probably the better person to ask is Mel, the promoter, because she has a tough time sometimes finding guys for me.
What got you into boxing? When did you start?
It's kind of a long story. A friend of mine signed up to do an MMA fight, and I just kind of decided to help him train. You know, I was always a big dude, could hit pretty hard, and we literally had our first workout on the dance floor at Diesel Ultra Lounge, and I didn't miss a session after that one. I instantly fell in love with it.
Now, so that you started at MMA training and then morphed into boxing. What do you like more about boxing than MMA?
Well, I mean, I have a pretty crazy life. I work a full-time job, and to train all those different areas that you got to be good in mixed martial arts, there's no way possible that I would be able to do that. So I kind of changed it up to boxing and just instantly fell in love with it.
Brad, it's a tough game you're venturing into. Big man or not, you need proper training. You need to know what you're doing once that bell rings. Technically speaking, who are you leaning on to get that knowledge? Who's training you? Who's showing you the ropes, so to speak, as you break into the game?
That's all Milan Lubaback. I had a great start with Boxing Alberta. They've got a great program, good coaches. And then once I turned professional, Milan has taken over the ropes there. So between him and another guy at my gym, Ty, and, you know, of course, Jelena helping out, and a bunch of the old school pros that come down and give me the 2 cents every once in a while, it's always good.
Now, Brad, Milan, everybody probably knows, trains Jelena Mrjenovic, totally different animal than you are. So he gets a big man like you. Milan's been in the game a long time. What's his message to you in terms of what you need to do with your dimensions, with your experience? What kind of fighter does he see you becoming, and do you think you can get there?
Absolutely. You know, I believe in myself 100%. I believe in my team 100%. If I didn't do that and believe in myself, you know, what are you doing in this sport? Mm-hmm. So Milan kind of jokes and laughs with me all the time, and you know, he always says that I try to hit too hard. You know, he's like, you're a big dude. Your arms, your bones, everything is heavy. So you don't even have to throw punches hard and you put guys out. So that's kind of what we're working on right now, is just, you know, the jab, obviously. It's a big tool for me. So we've been working a lot on my jab and just a lot of relaxing and not trying to hit so hard.
And it's interesting you say that. Brad Switzer joins us in the heavyweight division next Friday night at the Shaw Conference Center. KO Boxing putting on the card. You're taking on Tim Chimelli. One of nine fights on that card. And it's interesting because I think a lot of people watch boxing, and a lot of guys maybe at some point in their life, whether they were in hockey or, you know, maybe in the school playground or at a nightclub or somewhere else, maybe being in a fisticuff event once in their life. And so there's always that intrigue of boxing, but it's very different, because usually when you get in a fight on the street, it's kind of, oh my God, and everybody's freaking out, and away you go. But you got to be composed. And it sounds like, Brad, that you've learned that you want to go in there and just want to knock the guy's block off, but that's not how you win in boxing. You kind of have to be a very controlled crusher, if that makes sense.
100%. And it's funny, I've said it all along, you know, to get into a street fight is really easy, because, you know, next thing you know, you're in a fight with somebody. This way, you know, like, we're training, it starts you 8 to 10 weeks out, then you're 5 weeks out, then you're 4 weeks out, and then everything kind of tries to settle in, and you're like, wow, this is actually happening. Like, I'm getting into a legit fight with somebody else that's trying to take my head off too, you know? So it's quite different, and it's a huge, huge, huge mental game.
Well, I would think so, because if we just get into a spur of the moment, even in hockey, a lot of the times, well, especially nowadays, they've gotten rid of the heavyweight guys who would just kind of fight. Usually it's spur of the moment. Sometimes guy pushes, you get mad, and your adrenaline's going. You walk into the boxing ring, And it's not like Chim Tomelli, you know, tried to hit on your girlfriend 2 minutes earlier or, you know, or elbowed your drink out of your hands. Like, there's no reason why you're necessarily mad. But now you go in there, there's a respect factor. And then you suddenly got to be like, okay, I respect the guy, but I want to hit him. How is that a hard thing to work on as a boxer?
100%. I mean, you know, the fight community is pretty small. And especially with Tim being from Cold Lake, Bonneville area, I know him. You know what I mean? I've actually sparred with him a few years ago. He's a great guy. He's a family guy. But you know what? When that bell rings, it's nothing but business. It's my job to get rid of him. And that's what I plan on doing December 2nd.
Now, Brad, are you 36? Is that right?
That's right.
So you've got a ways to go in this game early in your career. How do you get where you want to go but stay at the right pace? The urge might be to rush, and we know what can happen there just because of your age. Do you feel like you've still got time to do this properly, take the right bouts, make the proper steps to get where you want to be?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question, and it comes up quite a bit because everyone kind of looks twice when it's like, wow, you're how old? The thing is that I haven't taken any damage. Nowadays, I mean, you guys were just talking about it the other day on your show with the hockey players, like the science and the nutrition and just everything with the training has evolved so much that I don't even really think that there's an expiry date on the fighter anymore, you know? You look at the Klitschkos, you know, they fought till they're 40. You know, Bernard Hopkins is having his last fight. He's 51 years old. All these guys did, they just took care of themselves, you know?
George Foreman.
100%. They weren't out partying every night, training very hard, watching their diet, taking care of themselves, not making bad decisions. And you know what? Look at, so I'm not in any rush. I have complete trust and faith in my team and everyone that's around me. We're going to get the right fights. We're going to take the right fights. And, you know, it's one thing I've always kind of said is it doesn't matter in this sport if I end up 30-0 or maybe 10-20. Who knows? Maybe I get knocked out. But I just want to work hard and give it my best. And then when it's all over, I can look back and say that it was a great experience.
Heavyweight boxer Brad Switzer joins us. He'll be in the ring next Friday. KO Boxing, another great card. Starts at, there's 9 bouts, so that's going to be an early card. Usually there's dinner before, if you like. You can get tickets as well. You can just go to the website, eventbrite.ca/KO. Now, Brad, when you're 6'10" and 300 pounds, and you're 300 pounds in shape, I've seen you. So, you know, it's not like it's a, you know, 300-pound, some of the old school wrestlers per se. But when it comes to just sparring and even fighting, because some guys you fought are 6'2", some guys are 6'6", it all depends. Very few are eye level. So you kind of, is it a different when you're looking down on an opponent rather than eye to eye? How does that change, you know, release points or anything like that as a boxer?
Well, I mean, I guess the thing is that I'm punching down a little bit, so everyone kind of tries to come over top of my shots. But again, it's something that I've dealt with my whole fighting career. You know, I fought in the amateurs for about 5 years, so it's nothing that I haven't seen before. So it's, you know, it is what it is.
Now, interesting you mentioned you fought amateur for 5 years, and obviously because you got to learn the game. What, why was it the right time this year to turn pro?
Well, that's another great question. When I first started training, one of my long-term goals was to compete at the Nationals. So in 2014, I believe it was, I won the Western Canadians, and I was all set, qualified to go to the Nationals. And I ended up having an elbow injury that, you know, along with other things, kind of played into the mental game as well. So I didn't end up going to the Nationals. So I waited, and then the following year, qualified again, went to the Nationals, competed there, you know, achieved the goal. And then as soon as I was done, it was just like, I called Milan and I said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And he's like, there's no question. Let's do it. So it's been full forward ever since.
Quickly, what do you know about Tim Schimelli? What's his strategy from what you've seen? What are you expecting in the ring next Friday?
You know what? He's a tough guy. There's no doubt about it. I think he had about 15, 16 MMA fights, and he's 2-1 as a boxer. He's coming off 2 knockout wins. He's a tough guy. durable, in good shape. So I expect it to be a good fight. I think he's going to come after me, or either he's going to come after me or he's going to run away, one of the two. So we're ready. We're ready for it all, and we're going to put it all on the line.
Now, you mentioned how you have to punch down, so other guys have to punch up, and I would think that that might cause them to lose velocity. So how do you use your height to your advantage when you're defending punches?
It's just all about using my range and staying in my range and out of their range, you know. I'm pretty long, and I like to fight long. And these guys try to come in, and if they come in, I just got to keep them away.
And before we let you go, Brad, I was wondering, what size of hat do you wear? What size is your melon? We're just wondering if Bronte has a bigger head than you.
You know what? I have a small head, I think. I think it's 7 3/8.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I'm not a huge hat guy.
Beetlejuice.
I don't really know.
Beetlejuice, yeah. Brownlee's got his big buffalo bison head over here. It's like 8 1/4, 8 3/8 maybe. So I thought he had you. I thought he had. Oh, he'd be a sparring partner. Yeah, big target.
I think not.
Sparring partner that has a huge head, too. I call him Fire Hydrant Head. Everyone knows him. Tom McDougal. He's a beauty.
Fire Hydrant Head. That's a good one. I like it. Well, Brad, we appreciate it. Best of luck. Looking forward to seeing the card next Friday night.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Look forward to having you guys down.